It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Order, which retells the true story of how the neo-Nazi terrorist organization known as The Order were robbing banks in armored trucks and counterfeiting bills to fund their sinister plans to make it all white America. The time is the early 80s, between 1983 and 1984. The place is the Pacific Northwest. And the movie also reminds us on The Order's charismatic leader, Robert J. Matthews, who was played here by Nicholas Hoult. The movie's main law enforcer comes in the form of a troubled Idaho-based FBI agent played by Jude Law, who has a lot of bases to his character, while others include a young local cop played by Ty Sheridan and a tough-as-nails FBI agent played by Jurnee Smollett. The Order, directed by Justin Kurzel, never exploits this true event and allows us to see the good guys and bad guys and how they go through life, and even though the robbers here are racist, I was still reminded of Heat and Hell or High Water for those reasons. There's usually a character study on both sides, and the performances from Law, Holt, and Sheridan are all riveting. All the conversations, arguments, robberies, and arrests are provocative, and the pacing merges with the entertaining vibe. 3.5 stars. Recapping the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs way down for Kraven the Hunter, thumbs down for The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, thumbs up for Unstoppable, thumbs down for The End, and thumbs way up for The Order. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back with reviews of more new movies, including Mufasa: The Lion King, the prequel/sequel to the 2019 live-action version of The Lion King, and also Sonic the Hedgehog 3 with Keanu Reeves voicing the new enemy, Shadow the Hedgehog. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Happy holidays, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.